Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 21 for June 8th, 2009. I broke my Vaynerchuk. This Week in Fun, episode 21. Now, as you can see, we've got a little bit of a different setup today because Martin Sargent is actually not with me in Petaluma. He's at home drinking a beer, perhaps wine. Martin, what the hell happened?
I can't believe I can't be there for TWiT's 21st birthday party. I'm absolutely crushed.
I know.
I'll tell you what happened.
Too.
What? 1984 Cadillac Eldorado, my pride and joy, the American steel. It broke down today. You know where it broke down?
Because you told me already, but what happened?
It broke down where it actually broke down, where it was stalling. I was going to the dry cleaner to pick up some of my finery, and the thing actually breaks down finally where I can't start it up again. Right on 18th Street there, right as I'm about to turn onto the 280 freeway.
I know the place. It's near my house.
So I'm with Butters, and I'm driving. She gets out, and she pushes me down this over the edge of the hill, and then she jumps in. It was like something from the A-Team, and I pilot the car down the hill, and I swoop onto Minnesota Street right there, and then it rolled to a stop, and then I had to call Larry's Towing.
Well, because the
and
you
now
know,
my car's in the shop.
The Eldo is a heavy vehicle.
It's not
the
4,000. Kind of it's about 4,000 pounds.
Is it really? It's a two-tonner. Well, Martin, I'm crushed, really, because...
It's terrible. I'm crushed. You know how much I love this car. You know how much I wanted to be there today. You know the worst part about this whole thing, Sarah?
No, I don't.
This today, even though it sucks, is probably... That car breaking down probably be the best thing that happened to me all weekend. This weekend is going to blow. It's going to be... I got to go to this wedding down in Orange County.
This weekend?
This weekend. Tomorrow is this wedding.
That's why Speedin said he might see you.
I don't think he's going to see me, but just to give everyone the hell that I'm going through here, my best friend, Diamond Dave, like one of my very best friends in the world, he's getting married to my longtime ex-girlfriend's younger sister, and I have to go to this wedding.
And you have to go to the... But you're going with a date.
Well, yeah, of course. And
it's not like you're lonely and pining for this girl.
No, of course not. Not the point, though. I don't want anything to do with it.
But it's your best friend's wedding.
Yeah, but come on. Okay. I'm not going to name names here, but think about the awkwardness if the shoe were on the other, if you were dealing with this.
No, I mean, believe me, I would. You know what the thing is, though, is that I think I might sort of welcome the opportunity to see them and you've moved on and they've moved on and you're kind of like, you can like prove that you don't care. So there's not some weirdness. So the next time you see her, if ever, you can be like, yeah, we've done this before. That's true.
Yeah.
It's that first initial viewing where it's probably a little awkward, but you have hot ticket on your arm. So what do you
sound care? Like my therapist, Sarah?
I know. Well,
who actually listens to and is a fan of the show now.
And doesn't like me, right? She says I'm always interrupting you.
Yeah, you're kind of
snippy. Your therapist is biased, and frankly, she shouldn't be if you're paying her. She should be honest with you. Well, Martin, you know, between you and I, we've had quite a twiffy afternoon. I was stuck in manhole fire in San Francisco trying to get out of the city. Smoke billowing out. People are stranded. School children running around. Helicopter. Absolute mess in San Francisco today. Apologies to anyone who's commuting.
Like down in the Tenderloin there.
Yeah, it was Polk Street. But then it was like spilling over to all these other streets and lights were out and they had traffic cops and...
It's normally dangerous enough to drive around there because you got to play Dodge the Crackhead.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane the way
the zombies,
people,
I like to call them.
They dart out in front of your car. It's just nuts. It's like...
They dart out in front of your car, and if you don't stop fast enough, they want to fight you.
It's like playing... it's as if you were playing the cars and the trucks in that game Frogger, and the crackheads were the frog. That's basically what it's like, and you're trying, but you're not trying to hit the frog.
Yeah,
no. Does that make any sense?
Sort of.
Is that poor analogy that I just tried to...
It's fine. I got what you were selling. Well, anyway, it sucks that you're not here, but we're, of course, both imbibing a bit in, you know, the 21st birthday of TWIF. We are 21 episodes old today, and you know what that means. We are now menaces to...
Also means we're going to get a little crunk.
We're going to get crunk on this show remotely via Skype. So, anyway, enough of that.
I don't have to drive home. I'm already home.
I hate you. It was a lonely drive up here. I'm telling you.
I didn't miss
it.
I missed
you.
But it's kind of nice to not have to drive. Anyway, people are probably getting bored of all of this. Maybe we should get going with the show.
I'd love to.
21st birthday edition of TWIT. Well, you know what we should start with? Because it almost is like a gift. It's almost like people have been giving us gifts all week in honor of this 21st birthday celebration, namely in the form of fan sites.
Yes, fan sites. I was like, what are we talking about? Yes, we have fan sites. And the fan sites that we have are, if you have been listening, you know that Martin and I we sort of squabbled together a not really contest where we said, hey, you know, Squarespace was a sponsor for us for a couple of weeks. We love them. You can
squabbled
set up a,
together.
Yeah, I made that up. Scrabbled?
Cobbled.
Cobbled. Yes, we cobbled together a little contest, which we didn't really think through. However, a lot of you ended up using Squarespace to make TWIF related sites. Now, we showed about three or four of them last week, and then we got a bunch more submissions, and I think that what we should say is, let's do it for one more week, because there's been a couple folks who have emailed us.
We'll choose a winner for next week's show.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how we're going to choose a winner, because they're all really great.
They're all really great. I have some favorites, but anyway, what we should do is quickly... roll through some of our submissions. For example, this little ditty.
Oh, let's see this one here.
This is cute. Okay, so this is a fan site by a lovely woman by the name of, I forgot, Katie Sikelski from Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
I know Katie. Actually, Katie has been drawing cartoon interpretations of Martin Sargent since the days of my being on the Screensavers.
Really? That's so cute.
And they've only gotten creepier.
Well, you know,
look at that.
You do
look at
look,
the way.
You are leering down my shirt, I think that's what's going on in this illustration.
I would feel very uncomfortable being alone on the page with me there. The way that I am looking at you. And you, frankly, you look like a cracked out Calista Flockhart.
I feel like one. However, my boobs have been given a little something extra, which I appreciate.
Your
Katie.
Boobs are the only thing on your body that isn't sagging. You look like an old bag. You are an old bag.
Sadly, Katie is not far off from how I really look. My arms are a little fatter than that, but otherwise it's spot on, Katie. You know what I liked about hers, though, is that if you go into the About Host area, she wrote you this like really weird bio about how you were raised by goats. And I don't know if you even got that far. It was very clever. Yeah. I loved it.
You know, I look exactly like from the neck down Shaggy.
Yes.
Like exactly.
You do look like Shaggy. No, it's a good one. I'm happy with it. I'm happy with this. That was Katie's. And then real quick, we'll go to... Nate Lane's submission. He's from Marengo, Illinois, which he points
Nathan
out is 50.
Lane is a fan of the show?
I don't think it's the same one. I don't think it's the producer's Nathan Lane, but his last name is Lane, so we're probably related somehow. Nate, good to know you, cousin. He says, Marengo, Illinois is 50 miles west of Chicago got twiff.squarespace.com. This is a cute one. I like how you're sort of over the fence. Oh, wait. You got to see this.
Yeah, one.
There you are. Sorry. I was just looking at it on my own.
I like that. I'm kind of like peering over the fence.
And
there,
he's kind of got that grassy background that Leo likes to use. And audio people, I'm sorry about this. You haven't seen any of these, but we will put the links in the show notes. So.
I'm like the creepy neighbor. I'm like that guy from, what was that show?
Home Improvement.
Yeah.
You're like that guy. All right. Yeah. So the next one, really quick, is from Warren, who lives in Princeton, New Jersey.
Oh, that's Hammy in the chat room. Hi, Hammy.
Hammy?
Yeah, right?
That's cute. Twiff. Wait, which one was this? Twiff Space. Yeah. Twiff Space is this kind of, you know, it's kind of got like the sort of this leaning thing going on. It's cute. What is Twiff, he asks. I love how people sort of make up their own little cardboard things. Okay, really quick, we will move on to twiffisfun.com. Now, this is Aaron. Remember Aaron from New Zealand? He was actually a submitter last week.
Yeah, he actually showed this last week, but he's improved upon it even more.
He was
already one of my favorites, and now he sort of gives these sort of running wonderful narrations of what happened in the previous episode.
Right, right.
And it's quite well done.
That's an old picture of me. That's when I used to work on the screensavers. That's my old cube. What he also did was he's redirecting twiffisfun.com to twiff.squarespace.com, which I have to say, good work, Aaron. We love you, Aaron. And let's move on now to Twiff Canada. This is from some kid up in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. He says, hi, I'm Patrick. I'm a 14-year-old guy from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And then he sort of like threatens us. He says, I'll give you the password to the site, but only to contribute, not to F around. So thanks.
What am I going to do site?
Thanks, Patrick. I mean, what am I going to do? It's a Twiff Canada. I do like how he made Twiff Canada the graphic. That's pretty cute.
Oh, you know who's in the chat room right now?
Who?
A little shout out to Brett Ronsville, the Amtrekker, if it's truly him. Hey, Brett.
Oh, what's up, Amtrekker?
You guys should check out Amtrekker.com, a very fine show that I've enjoyed quite a bit.
Because the whole thing with him is that he drives around the country, hopping on and off trains and kind of couch around,
and yeah, he travels and he gets into little scrapes and adventures, and it's an interesting show.
I like it. Amtrekker. Good to see you, Brett, buddy. So everyone who has contributed
yes,
so far,
he is a hobo, essentially.
He's a hobo. Yeah, that's pretty much what he is. Everyone who's contributed to our little Squarespace contest, thank you so much so far. We will take submissions, I guess, for the next week. This is the poorliest constructedest contest ever. but you will win a hoodie if we choose you, and I already know who's going to win. Unless Marty has a different idea.
I have an idea who's going to win, too.
I think you think what I think. You think that's what
but
I think.
But people have until next week, so.
People have until next week. So if you want to wow us, blow these guys out of the water, just go to squarespace.com.
I really recommend you get them in before Thursday.
Yeah, because we don't really do much work on Thursday night / Friday morning. Besides going out on the town.
Why don't we get into some of the show?
Let's do that.
People have no idea what the show is, but it's not the normal techie stuff that people talk about on this network, twit.tv, you know, Leo's wonderful shows. We don't really get into all that defragging and that repartitioning and the updating of the kernels and all that sort of thing.
When's the last time you defragged anything? You love that. I want to defrag and partition my hard drive.
I've been using a Mac for a while, so
I know. We don't do that anymore. We don't do any of that stuff. This is a fun... This is an escape from it all, if you will.
Right.
It's a show about things that are fun. Some things are more fun than others, frankly.
And you know, everything does sort of have a tangential relationship to technology, such as our first story here.
All
which
right.
I think is a real eye-opener. It's a real eye-opener for me. It made me shake my head and say, yeah, I never really thought about that, but it's so obvious. Here's what happened, everyone.
Tell us.
This guy went on vacation. His Twitter, he was a Twitterer. At Izzy Video was his name. So he tweeted that he and his family were going on vacation, like to visit the family in Kansas or something like that. I forget exactly where they're going. Sounds like a good idea. Sounds like something that you always do when you go on vacation. You update the Facebook. You send the tweet out. You're going this place or that
place.
Yeah,
you're excited. You want to share it with everybody.
But then you think about it, Sarah. Someone like you has got like 25,000 followers, whatever you have, 20,000.
Almost.
That's 25,000 potential criminals. And those are 25,000 potential criminals that know you are going to be out of the country or wherever it is that you go for, say, 2 weeks.
Sure,
and it's not that hard, because we do sort of live our lives quite publicly online, to find out where you live. That gives these people 2 weeks to show up at your house and rob anything.
Well, what
happened to @IzzyVideo.
So @IzzyVideo was a perfectly nice man who was excited about getting out of town.
Huge dick. I don't know, but he got robbed.
Anyway, he left town with his family, and then turns out somebody stole all his crap while he was away. So this obviously had to be somebody who knew where he lived. It's not just like
one of his followers,
but like a follower that knows him.
Okay, so maybe he's got like
my Twitter followers don't know where I live, I hope.
But you know, maybe Izzy did not bother masking his address, and somebody just did a Whois lookup on his website, and it might give your address. I got into it. Somebody wrote me an email a year or two ago or whatever. I was like, you know, your address is public.
Really?
I just looked it up on Whois. I just never even thought about
it. Was it correct? Did you look?
Yeah, it was correct.
Wow.
And luckily, no one really likes me all that much that they would want to stalk me, or they know I'm poor and I don't have anything.
So you also live in a bit of a enclosed. It would be hard for them to get all the way into your apartment.
Tough to get into my place in the Casa del Sarge here. It's a little bit of a compound, but I mean, you understand my point with it. It's something to think about. And next time you go on vacation, will you be tweeting about it?
I'm not afraid of saying that I'm leaving town on Twitter and worried that people are going to break in. I mean, none of my friends even have keys, or it's a little far fetched. But I think that if you
people know that you work 6 hours a day or whatever long you go into that office, people know that you're in Petaluma right now, so the house could be robbed. You know,
they wouldn't be able to do it
under the cover of darkness.
My cats would tear the face off of any criminal who dared enter their lair. Of this, I am sure. Sir. However, I do understand your point. You're telling everyone you're going to be away, you're just inviting issues, especially if your followers are ex-convicts or otherwise thugs.
It's a similar thing, you know, when you tweet like, I am going to such and such a restaurant right now, or going to a bar. I mean, like, again, people aren't going to like flock there because I say that I'm going there. But, you know, someone like you.
What are you talking about? We're like the same.
Stalkers.
We have the same level of not
stalker.
Really celebrity. It's like the same thing. Well, remember, there was this time that we were at that coffee shop, and I said where we were, and
yeah, people showed up,
and we had some curious folk. Which, you know, frankly, that's what you ask
it's
for.
Fine.
That's exactly what I was asking for, and I didn't mind, but I was surprised, like. Oh, right. This whole Twitter thing just doesn't go out to all these anonymous people. They may be in my area and they may show up anytime. That's why Foursquare scares me. You have to be really careful about who you're friends with on Foursquare, because you're basically saying, please show up. I'm telling you where I am so that you will come join me. So anyway, that's iPhone stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that, would I?
We're going to get you an iPhone. Maybe Leo will buy you one.
Yeah, right.
I think he's going to buy Colleen one, so you guys are both in business. This poor Twitter, the robber, you know, apparently he took like a couple of his TVs, but left other big items like an Xbox. So I guess, IzzyVideo on Twitter, you know that your follower wasn't a gamer.
Yeah, that's a clue right there.
Or maybe he is a gamer and he's already got one. So he didn't want your Xbox 360. No, sir.
I want to move on to another tweeting story.
Absolutely.
And forgive me if you have these queued up in a different order.
I do, but I can follow you. I'm cool.
Okay. This is a great story. This takes place over in England there. Another Twitterer who became the laughingstock of the office after he showed up at work with a black eye. Now, okay, not a big deal. You got a black eye. Maybe it's kind of cool. You got in a bar fight or something. No. What this guy was doing is he was out for a jog, and he was tweeting while he was jogging, and he jogged right into a tree. James Coleman of Bristol, England.
Oh, right.
I don't know what his Twitter name is, but I would like, I wish I had it right now so everyone could send him an at.
There he is with his black eye, poor guy.
Say what? Does it say what his Twitter handle is, so everyone in our audience can send him a nasty note right
no,
now?
No, it does. Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, it's James A. Coleman at James A. Coleman on Twitter.
So everyone sent James A. Coleman.
Well, the thing that's funny about it is that, like, so this happened, right? And this is already humiliating, right? And you know, he's like proudly posing with his phone and his black eye, but you know, he's like, hey, you know, I'm running to work, I'm late, smack my face against a branch, you know. And then like his next one is like, yeah, I hit a tree, that's what I did, and oh, my black eye. And he keeps tweeting about it. It's like he's impressed or something, because quite frankly, I don't even know if I would like tell anybody if I did this because it's so stupid.
He's gotten his 15 megabytes of fame now from this, though. You know,
it's bitch, like, perhaps.
This is like the greatest thing that's ever happened to this guy. I mean, where was that article posted? Like on Valleywag or something?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a Valleywag. I'm sure that somebody else.
I haven't been on Valleywag in God knows how long.
Since this morning.
Was I? No. I mean, like written about in Valleywag.
Oh, written about, yeah.
And last few times I was written about there, there were not nice things that they wrote about me.
Well, Valleywag isn't known for being a very nice website. They like the snark
there. I'm a nice guy.
You are a very nice guy. That I can vouch for. I kind of like their category on here. It's categorized under Shut Up Twitter.
Yeah, Valleywag. I
do kind of like that because, quite frankly, Twitterers really should shut up half the time. Ourselves included. Ourselves included.
You know, we decided not to cover the story, but there was another interesting Twitter story about how like 10% of Twitterers account for 90% of all tweets.
See, that I have a hard time with. And that statistic is it's not 10% of people. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, the world's wealth. Right,
exactly.
You know, it's kind of the same sort of a hierarchical type of a deal.
60% of the wealth.
Well, I know that I follow a few people that I wish would tweet less. No names, of course. I guess that they're contributing.
Those types of tweeters.
The Diary of the Mouth Twitterers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to say that once they turned off at replies when people are having conversations with other folks.
It really
cleaned up my stream. Really cleaned it up. I was mad about it at first, and then I thought, what am I complaining about? This is actually better. Keeps everything more to the point. Damn it. Of course, you can both follow Martin and myself on Twitter at Sarah Lane and at Martin Sargent.
I haven't tweeted in a couple of days.
I know. Don't think I don't notice. What's the problem?
Well, I had an out-of-town guest.
Who would that be?
Scott Latchett. You know, creepy Mike Latchett's little brother.
Oh, yeah. How is Scotty?
Doing all right.
Yeah?
Doing all right.
Where does he live? Rochester?
Brooklyn.
Hipster. Living in Brooklyn. In Williamsburg or Park Slope, perhaps?
I believe he's Park Slope.
Of course he is. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Not listening. I guarantee his creepy brother Mike isn't.
No. Is he still living in the Henry Hotel?
The Alder.
Ah, the Alder. Step up. Step up from the Henry. Out for sure. Well, Martin, this is a compelling show so far. I'm really feeling
That's
good
really
about
great.
This.
What a great birthday party. Let's do another story.
Okay.
Which one should we do? This I found to be interesting. I didn't know anything about this, about these dogs, bloodhounds or whatever they are. I don't know what kind of dogs they are.
Good setup.
They're anti-piracy dogs.
Yeah. Well,
heard about this?
Well,
is this something that everyone knows about but me?
I knew about it yesterday because it was a story on Current, current.com/tech, where I do a lot of work as well. And so, yeah, I had seen the article, but I actually didn't really read it until you sent it to me. I mean, the story's about this one dog in particular named Patty. Patty the dog. Hey, Pads. Who is basically trained to sniff out pirated DVDs and ended up uncovering, I mean, she really got the mother load, 35,000 discs in Malaysia, in different warehouses, probably destined for Singapore, says news.yahoo.com. And they, I mean, these were like, you know, new movies like Star Trek and Angels and Demons and Terminator Salvation. I mean, these movies have just come out here. What's that?
The Smithsonian Night in the Museum. I don't know who would bother pirating that, but
Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. I think that's what you're talking about. Yeah, that one is not something that I would. But the thing is, I mean, you've been to Thailand. I mean, Southeast Asia really is. Well, China's not really Southeast Asia up in Beijing, but I mean, that's where you get all your movies. And, you know, sometimes they're shaky and you can tell that the person's been in the theater, but it gets all the way over there and it's just mind boggling. But you can get anything you want. So there are various degrees of
quality.
Quality. That was the word I was looking for.
What's the best thing is the dogs, such as Patty, it's the dyes that they can smell.
Because
DVDs, they're created, of course, using the dyes.
Yes.
This is how the laser
when the ROMs are created.
Yeah, the pits and the lands, the ones and the zeros.
Right.
So on and so
forth. The grooves and the divots and the circulars.
Right. Or in this
laser
case,
beams.
Yeah. So Patty can smell the difference between apparently a copied DVD and originally a truly pressed DVD. At least that's my understanding.
By the way, Patty,
do you think that Patty could also sniff out open ports?
Well, are they using cheap dye? Patty, by the way, is an Irish Labrador. Patty, thanks for fighting the good fight and cracking down on those pirated DVDs. Unfortunately, the next time I'm in Southeast Asia, I'm probably not going to like you as much as
that. Was kind of a more of a boring story than I thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, it's a feel-good story, but what's the point in that? You know, freaking Patty the Labrador,
you know, a lot of
saves
people
us all.
In our audience, and you know, the youngsters on the internet, they might not be happy about a story like this, because there's a lot of people that are sort of pro piracy and, like, you know, F Hollywood.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Is Patty a villain?
Is she the RIAA of the canine world?
Saying.
Stick it to the man. I don't know. I mean, we really get into that whole piracy issue on TWIFT, which is not really that fun. Unless, of course, you're watching a movie for free that just came out last week, then it's somewhat fun. But no, I don't condone stealing. If my opinion must go down on record, I say, follow the law, kids. Follow the law. And that is a very good moral of the story for TWIFT 21, the We Can Drink edition. By the way, I'm out of wine.
Remember when the Pirate Bay got shut down a while ago and everyone's like, I'm going to boycott Hollywood.
Yeah.
I want to how many of those people who said just that. I want to do a little study. Maybe Kevin Rose can help us find out how many of those people also dug a story about how great Star Trek was.
It's possible that there is some overlap there. By the way, is that a spice rack behind you? Because if so, it is really impressive.
It is a spice rack.
Well, it's very nice, Marty.
It's magnetic.
So you've got the metal on the wall, and then you just sort of and they just stay there. They don't fall.
No, they do not.
What if you've got a whole carton of sage or coriander? They just stick up there, huh?
And then that wine decanter there. Kevin left that over here. Kevin Rose.
Boy, you talk about Kevin a lot. Are you in love with him?
That's what my therapist said.
Well, Marty, I wish you two the best. I think he's single. You can never be sure with him, but I think that could be really cute. You guys have skinny dip together, so.
I don't remember that. I clearly don't.
Oh, good and gracious. So that was a boring story about piracy. Good work.
Sorry, I shouldn't have picked that one.
That's all right. Where are we going now? Where in the world is TWIF?
Let's talk about violence against pizza delivery women.
Oh, yeah. I love this story.
Now, that's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. So the weird thing about this is that what happened was a man ordered a pizza. He lived down in Miami-Dade County, down in the in the FLA.
A Domino's pizza.
It was Domino's, yes.
His first mistake.
I know. Ooh, I mean,
terrible.
Domino's. I don't know what's worse, Domino's or Pizza Hut. Sorry to both of those
Domino's.
People if you ever wanted to invest or sponsor our show. We love you. But he ordered a Domino's pizza. He's in his house. I don't know if it's a gated community, but you got to get through the gate. And the pizza delivery woman, I guess, couldn't get through the gate or didn't have the code or something. And she calls his cell phone. And he doesn't get the message. And for whatever reason, there's a bit of a disconnect between the two of them. He goes out into his parking lot and sees that she's there. They have some words and he punches her in the arm. Mm-hmm. He punches this woman in the arm, and then apparently, according to him, she tries to run him over because she's very upset with his attitude in her car in the parking lot of his apartment complex. It gets weirder, though, because he's a state prosecutor for, you know, in Florida. He's not just some weirdo.
First of all the weird stuff happens in Florida.
All of it.
It's such a bizarre place.
It's by far the weirdest state in our great union.
He's a prosecutor. This guy, he works with the law. And he's got a lawyer named Alan Kaiser, who can't be a very good lawyer because this is my favorite part of this whole story.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
His lawyer, Alan Kaiser, declined to comment on the case. But he did say, at this point, I'm wondering where his pizza is. He never got his pizza.
Is that a lawyer or is that a lawyer? Frankly, there's something that hasn't been answered yet, and that's where the pizza was.
Like that, if that's this guy's only line of defense.
My client is still waiting for that pizza.
Never
by the
got
way,
the pizza.
It's ridiculous.
Now, punched the woman.
I suspect because, of course, the sides of the story vary a bit, but I suspect that probably both of these people are at fault. You know, maybe they got into it, said some things that they might regret, tried to run people over, and didn't mean it. However, this poor, you know, this poor woman, she was trying to deliver the pizza.
Yeah.
What's this, Martin?
That's her name. Eudiscius Rodriguez de Armas.
Ooh. I didn't even know names could be that beautiful. Yeah. That's a neat name. Anyway, he was suspended from work for his behavior and will probably get a stern talking to.
I wonder if she was suspended from the proud Domino's.
From Domino's? No, I mean, pizza's
got to
get delivered, right? The show must go on.
30
frankly.
Minutes or less.
I don't ever order from Domino's. I like Little Star and I like Patsy's in San Francisco, and
wouldn't
that's all I need.
One of them deliver?
Patsy's doesn't?
I don't think so.
Well, you can pick
way,
up. You can just do a drive-by and pick up.
Happy 5-year anniversary, Patsy's Pizza.
Yeah. Listen.
Oh, just celebrated it.
You know, I'm frankly resentful. I'm resentful against your El Dorado for screwing up this day that I have to sit here and look at an empty glass of wine alone without my good friend and colleague Martin.
I'm just drinking right out of the bottle.
Well, it's better that way. I didn't actually want red wine because I thought my teeth would turn blue, but you know, it really doesn't matter anymore, does it? Because
no,
the whole
sure
show's
doesn't.
Screwed. You're not
By the way,
here.
Best pizza in San Francisco is Gaspare's.
Where's that? For anyone
out
who
on,
may be visiting
on,
in the near future.
Out on Geary, way out on Geary Street.
Way out on Geary?
Geary at 21st Avenue.
What's the name of it?
Gaspare's.
Gaspare's, ooh.
G-A-S-P-A-R-E-S, Gaspare's. Tommaso's is quite good, too.
I don't know. In North Beach.
Yes.
Yes, I love the North Beach. They do a lot of good pizza. They actually do a lot of mediocre pizza. And, you know, anyone who lives in San Francisco or has visited generally knows that North Beach is like the Italian part. You think they'd do better pizza, but some of the pizza sucks.
No, everyone here knows that there's no good pizza.
Well, that's not true.
Except for the places that we just mentioned. Actually, I like Pizza Nostra. That was pretty good.
Pizza Nostra's great.
And this new place, Bread and Water, is supposed to be good.
Bread and Water. Oh, that's right across from Cafe Gratitude, right? Flour and Water, I think it's called.
Flour and Water.
Flour and Water, our new pizza place. But enough about San Francisco and places that most of you will never go. Although we'd love to send you a slice.
So my friend Scott, I pick him up at the airport. First thing, I wanted to take him to Hard Knocks Cafe for fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, there's only one thing I've been dreaming about on the entire flight over, and that's a decent burrito. Apparently, you can't get a decent burrito in New York City.
Well, that's what I hear as well. I hear that...
It's like pizza.
The Mexican food there is just not as plentiful, really. I mean, there's a big Spanish community, but it's not so much Mexican as Puerto Rican or Dominican Republic. Yeah. You can't get a good burrito, which, I mean, a good burrito is the staple of any self-respecting city. If you don't have a good burrito place, you're screwed. And San Francisco has about 90 of them. So thank goodness. Oh, by the way, someone in our chat room is asking us how we feel about Zachary's Pizza in Berkeley. Also very good.
If you like deep dish, it's not bad.
Who doesn't like deep dish? It's the way of the Chicagoan.
There's the biggest bug flying around in here. I was trying to catch it to show it to you.
You're very fidgety. You know, you're all over the place. You're moving the screen. You're just a pile of nerves.
Busy bug.
Sit still.
There's bugs everywhere, man.
Oh, they're under my skin. Right. Oh, my.
Let's move on.
What's going on? What's going on in the world, Marty? Tell me something fun.
So this is potentially fun. As you all know,
uh-huh.
I have been out of work for some time now.
You have, and frankly, it's unfair because you're one of the most talented people I know.
Exactly, it is. But, I have some good news, though. I have gotten some interest from a very good literary agent about my book.
Oh, your book.
So, yes.
No way.
We will not talk about anything about the book. However, I know that you have read some of it, so they want to see more.
Well, I have only read something that you read aloud to me. But I haven't actually gotten my hands on the actual, the manuscript, and I would very much like to. So send it over.
Check your email. I did send it to you.
Good.
Anyway,
you're out of work. It's unfair.
Oh, a couple things. First of all, I'm going to apply for that job up at the winery that I told you about.
At Murphy Good.
Murphy Good.
Yeah, you and a million other people.
Exactly. Second of all, this is the real excitement here, because this is something... You know I have no skills, right?
None.
I'm really terrible at most things.
You can't even read.
Except for hosting shows like this, which I'm obviously very skilled at.
Very.
However, I am good at, you know.
Punching people?
No. Nevada brothels, Sarah.
Oh, is that what that was? They're
looking for male prostitutes in the bad economy.
That's what that was?
That's
disgusting. Are you into that? You know what? I don't even want to know. Whatever.
What?
Don't ever... See, now... Stop! I'm thinking of things I don't want to think of. I cannot unsee that. So you were talking about sexy stuff. That's what you were talking about. Nevada brothels apparently have kind of... They've been hit by the economy. It's crunch time for many... Very legitimate businesses, which of course they are in Nevada. Brothels are legal, at least in some parts of Nevada, certain counties. And apparently, they want to open it up to more male prostitutes. It's funny.
Half the population.
I think women are a little bit more than half. A little bit more. It's because we live longer. And we take care of ourselves and we don't get prostate problems so much. But so the brothels, it's funny, you know, so there's this article that, you know, we both read, and the headline is Nevada brothel looking for gigolos, hoping to weather tough economy by catering to women. Now, I realize I don't know a lot about the gigolo business, but I can see men wanting to go there for that reason more than women. I don't know any woman who would go to a brothel and, like, admit it. I don't think that, like, there's going to be like a caravan, you know, a bunch of women in a Winnebago going out to Pahrump, Nevada to have a little fun with a male gigolo.
Maybe. Is this isn't like man on man stuff, is it?
No. the article obviously is like, you know, for the women, for, you know, so women can have male prostitutes. What I'm saying is, isn't it usually just men in general going to places like that? There are men who could be interested in this new development at the Shady Lady Ranch.
Ladies have needs.
And we don't want to pay for them, though.
If you got, you know, the kid here up on your billboard.
The kid meaning you.
Yeah, advertising that I'm over at the
Shady Lady Ranch.
Shady Lady Ranch. Then, you know, I think the people are going to are gonna get off at the next exit. And they will get off at the next exit.
Ha, ha, ha. We call that a double entendre.
See what I did there?
Zing. I see what you did. I don't know about this Nevada brothel thing. I've actually always wanted to go, not to pay, but just to kind of see what the foyer is like. Well, I mean, are they really all standing there? Do they have numbers or... You know, you check off something.
Johnny Buss.
The Lakers dude?
Yeah, the guy who his family owns the Lakers. And I'm not giving away any secrets here because he's featured on MSNBC. Rita Cosby stopped by there. And Johnny happens to be at the Bunny Ranch. He loves going up there.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess, it is legal.
He says there's a great group of people.
It's well within your legal rights to do that if you want. And I guess you just have to be... comfortable enough with your extracurricular activities to be able to talk about it, frankly.
No, not Jerry Buss. Although Jerry's an interesting guy, too. This is Johnny, Jerry's son.
Johnny Buss goes to brothels. Let that be crystal clear. Lest there be any confusion. It's Johnny the son.
Jerry's got, man, you go sit in the owner's box of a Lakers game. It's unbelievable.
I've never been invited, but I guess you have. So I guess you know. See, that's something that you hold over my head. I've never been to a Lakers luxury box.
So do you think that I could make a living
being a gigolo?
Being a gigolo. We had a gigolo on
I think
on
that there's probably a bit of a, I think that there would be some demand. Yeah.
Yeah. See,
maybe
look how excited
males.
You're getting. You're like bouncing up and down on the ball.
I'm so hot. This conversation has got me all worked up.
I mean, you know, you start thinking about it, you just got bouncing up and down on the ball.
Well, it's hard not to, you know. It's so titillating, this story of ours. I don't know what to think. I guess if you...
I mean, how much do you
make? Do you want to be a prostitute?
What is the going rate?
This has got to be the best job in the world for a dude. He would want to do this, wouldn't he? He'd be like, yeah, and you're going to pay me? Sweet.
Yeah, but God knows who's going to walk through your door. You can't say no, right?
I think you can probably say no. You've got to have a right of refusal.
And then, I mean,
unless
you
they're
can't,
paying double.
Can't, like...
Well, can you imagine some of the women? Oh, God. Oh, the image. Oh, some of those women. Here, honey, I got your money.
I mean, how many...
Come on in.
Honestly, like how many shall we say shifts can you possibly work a day?
You know more about that than I. I'm just a woman, and I don't even want to do it at all. So I got a headache. Why don't you think about it and get back to me? Do some calculating.
I'm gonna crunch some numbers.
Why don't you?
Get back to you next week.
Great. We'll talk about it on TWIFT 22.
I don't know if there's going to be a TWIFT 22.
Oh, there'll be a TWIFT 22 unless you're moving to Nevada on Wednesday.
It'll be the Nixon episode.
Yeah. You are not a crook.
Yeah, get it?
What else is going on? Because I'm bored.
I guess you're a little sick of thinking about Martin Sargent's sex for hire. You know, we talk about this sometimes. Talk about headaches.
What about them?
Well, here's another reason to not go into space.
Okay.
I've said again and again on this very show that I have absolutely no interest in going up in space.
You and I both.
I've gotten in trouble on this show by saying that I think that, by and large, the space program is a waste of money. Now, I understand the opposing viewpoint. Okay? You don't have to go off at me again. I understand where you guys are coming from. But for astronauts... they could get these exploding headaches, and apparently it's very common. And these folks who are paying like $35 million to go up in space as space tourists, do they know what they're getting into, like really, really bad headaches.
Like headaches where apparently, you know, according to this article, it renders them unable to do anything for hours at a time. You know, somebody who's previously healthy, had no history of migraines, has an exploding headache. He's down for the count. He's not enjoying the view of Earth. He's not having a good time at all. It sounds horrible, like my worst nightmare, because headaches suck and everybody knows that. And you imagine, yeah, I mean, you're in space. It's probably your lifelong dream. You've never wanted anything more. And it kicks you in the shins or in the brain. Kicks you in the brain.
You know, the latest guy that's paying all that money to go into space, it's the founder of Cirque du Soleil.
It kind of makes sense, you know, because they're doing all the twirling and now he can like twirl weightlessly up in a space station, you know, after his headache subsides, of course. It doesn't sound fun to me either. I think, Martin, that you and I, we are scoffed at by the general population for not wanting to go into space. But I don't want to go either.
Claustrophobia, having a poo in a tube. Come on.
I love the pictures. I love the images that the astronauts bring back to me. I love the idea of seeing Earth as just a little planet in a big solar system. I don't need to see that firsthand. It's a destination I don't need to see because it's too scary and you can't breathe. You're so far. You know, the commute back. Oh, the atmosphere. It's just too much for me. It's too much. All right, I'm done. I forgot where I was for a second.
But would you like to go to Jamaica?
Yes, I would. Jamaica.
Been really good at these segues. This is the last story I want to talk about today.
And then we're gonna I've had it. This is the best one, by the way, by far.
There's a dance craze in Jamaica that is causing, quote, a broken penis epidemic.
I'll say that once again. Broken what?
Penis epidemic.
Like a penis. Yes. That penis.
An epidemic of those things breaking.
Why? What are they doing?
It's an erotic dance craze. It's called daggering.
Ooh, like daggering. Like the sword, style. The dagger.
Yeah, you can picture it. Where couples, they try to simulate, I'm just reading it straight from the thing, try to simulate dry sex in various positions to the beat of the music. It's characterized by over-the-top gyrating, heavy pelvis thrusting, and daredevil leaps. Well, some people enjoy themselves doing this so much on the dance floor that they've decided to take it from the club to the bedroom.
Oh!
With disastrous consequences. Because they're doing this, there has been a rash, an epidemic of fractured penises.
That's
caused by staggering in the bedroom.
So here's actually... Let's see if we can play a little of this video here that shows the daggering dance, because I'm sure you're all very curious to see what's going on here. So you've kind of got these folks that are they're dancing. I mean, they're not naked or anything. It seems to be all in fun. There is a bit of gyration, though. They're really getting their hips into it. I like this song, actually. It's pretty cool. So, all right. I mean, I get the idea of it. You dagger in trees. You dagger in the swamp. You dagger on the grass, and it's just a, you know, it's a happy sort of booty shaking, butt slapping type of a dance, which sounds fun until you take it a step too far
and you try
to dagger with your special one in the bedroom. Can I ask a really dumb question?
I didn't even know that was really possible.
Well, okay.
I mean, I knew it was, but.
Well, let's see. Okay. So here's my question. And I apologize. I fell asleep in anatomy class. There's no like bone in the right. What? How does it fracture? What's the fracture? Is it the tube? The tube is fractured. This part.
What happens is when the corpus callosum is engorges with blood, it can actually break.
But can you fix it? I mean, if your junk breaks, can you fix it?
You have to wear a cast.
You don't. You do not.
I don't know.
I am so glad I'm not a man. Actually, the women, we have our problems too, many of them. But I'm glad I don't have to worry about that breaking. Because I was trying to practice a little fun.
It would be awesome to be like, will you sign my cast?
That's stupid. But the thing is that, you know, I just can't, I don't know. You'd think that somebody, you know, you're hanging out in Trench Town, and you hear about your friend down the street who breaks his penis, daggering too much. You'd think that you'd be like, you know what, I would know better than to take this too far and have the same thing happen to me. But apparently, no, it's all the rage. Broken penises left and right.
Somebody just reminded me, says, Martin, you had a guy, this is a funny term he uses, you had a guy with a broken Vaynerchuk on Internet Superstar.
What's that mean?
We had a guy on Internet Superstar who had broken it.
Gary Vaynerchuk?
No, his unit. But this guy, apparently his like little word for his unit is his Vaynerchuk.
That's weird. Really weird. Why? Why is Gary Vaynerchuk involved in the anatomy naming? Maybe they're friends? Maybe they're... I would never call it your Vaynerchuk. But you know what? Knowing Gary, he'd probably get a kick out of it, so... More the merrier.
Okay, somebody says Vaynerchuk is the default word in chat that replaces cuss words.
What? So in our chat room?
So if I were to type in a cuss word right now, I'm going to try it. Oh, boy, that went through.
Oh, my God. That was funny. We're very sorry, chat room. This is a technical experiment. So,
so I'm going to get banned from my own chat.
Martin, banned from his own chat. That's sad. That is really sad.
Let's play Tweetbeat.
Let's play Tweetbeat. For the love of God, get us out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat. I said it's time for Tweetbeat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweetbeat. Are you ready for the one and only Tweetbeat?
All right, everyone. Time for us to play the hit game the whole internet is buzzing about. You know it. It's called Tweetbeat. Let me remind you how we play. Sarah, I'm going to give you two topics that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. All you need to do is tell me which of those topics they're talking about more incessantly over the past 24 hours. For example, if I said, which has a louder Tweetbeat, GM or BM, you'd probably say...
GM.
GM, that's right, because...
GM is in a little trouble.
Yeah, most people don't use the term BM anymore. Okay, so now you understand. Let's play Tweetbeat. Let me just point out that I performed these tests at approximately 11 a.m. today.
Okay.
11 a.m. today.
Are you ready? Yes, I am ready.
Let's play. Which has a louder Tweetbeat? John and Kate... or need to lose weight?
Ooh.
John and Kate, or need to lose weight? Talk it through.
Well, of course, John and Kate have been big in the tabloids ever since John was seen leaving a club with another woman rather late.
Of course, John and Kate plus eight.
Right. John Gosselin, the dad of the eight children. Mm-hmm. Twins and sextuplets, which is so weird. I admit to liking John and K plus eight, although now knowing that they might have a really dysfunctional relationship, I don't know. I guess it's just less fun. I thought that they were a perfect family. Anyway, it turns out that they may have some issues. They may or may not. Who knows? We don't know them.
How do you know what the guy was doing at the nightclub? Maybe he was just daggering.
I'm sure. Yes. It's the whole thing is weird and there's all sorts of rumors flying around, and the John and K plus eight season premiere got more views than they had compared it to something big. I was gonna say American Idol. That can't be right.
It got like 10 million views.
It got a very, very big spike, of course, stemming from some of the controversy. I think people wanted to tune in and see if they liked each other or what the story was. So it has been big. However, I really don't feel like people are talking about it as much as they were a few days ago. If you had performed the test at 10 a.m. this morning, 11. I need to lose weight.
Just need to lose weight, not I.
Oh.
So it could be you need to lose weight.
Oh, so it could be we, I, or you need to lose weight. they need to lose weight.
Or it could be talking in the third person, like, Martin Sargent need to lose weight.
No, you'd say needs.
No.
Who would say Martin Sargent need to lose weight?
I was talking in sort of an urban vernacular, I mean.
Not grammatically sound. Oh, you're urban. Urban schmurban. So, need to lose weight or John and Kate? Need to lose weight or John and Kate? Ooh! Ooh! Okay. I don't want to drag this out because I can only imagine how excruciating this game is for most of the people participating in chat or listening later.
Sadly, it's usually the highlight of the show.
Well, we love Tweetbeat. I think people like it. The people who don't, oh well, we try. John and Kate or need to lose weight. I think that I'm going to say, I'm going to go with my first instinct, which is need to lose weight because of what I had described before about John and Kate somewhat being on the downward tabloid spiral. Need to lose weight is my final answer, Martin.
What are we playing for?
Oh, how about
you get a ride to the airport tomorrow?
No. What time?
Flight leaves like 11 something.
Okay. I could do that. And if I win, well, only if I lose. If I win, then what? I don't have to?
There you go.
Okay. Great. For a ride to the airport, what say you, Tweetbeat Master?
Judges, you are incorrect. You are incorrect.
Mother.
John and Kate was tweeted 485 times, need to lose weight 58 times.
Wow, I am an ass.
Here is something interesting, though. If you were to just do a search on the term lose weight,
yeah,
shocking how often it comes up. I didn't realize how many spammers are on Twitter.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Are slinging their weight loss schemes. I don't really understand how spam on Twitter really works, because don't you have to follow somebody to?
Well, but what they do is they make use of trending topics and hashtags, and you know, they reply to folks and they try to get, I mean, yeah, for the most part, you don't see it. You really don't. You know, unless you're following a spammer, in which case that's silly.
Well, regardless, you're 0-1.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Tweetbeat has just begun. I believe it's best out of three.
That's right.
Martin.
So why don't we move on to your second challenge? Are you ready for it?
I am
this
ready.
One, we could have a free ride to the airport tomorrow. Okay. Here's your next challenge. Is it dinosaur bones or pones?
Spelled how? How does pones spelled?
P-W-N-S. Pones. Dinosaur bones.
Pones.
Or pones.
Dinosaur bones or pones.
I always pwn you in the game of Tweetbeat.
Okay, so this is, I want to talk this out. This is one of those clues that, I don't know anybody who says pones anymore. Unless they're being ironic, or that's really the only reason. Nobody says it anymore unless they're trying to be funny about something that people used to say. And it's pones, not pwn or pwned. So pones is, I just don't feel like it would have a very loud tweet beat. Dinosaur bones, perhaps, I don't know. I can't think of really dinosaur bones or pones. Dinosaur bones or pones. I felt like I was ready to say dinosaur bones, but then I'm like, you know, knowing Martin, he's probably tried to do a switcheroo one over, Wally Who, on me. And now
Have you been reading about all the dinosaur bones news?
Well, I've seen some of it. I can't say that I've been reading intently about dinosaur bones. I realize that the bones have been found.
Okay.
And that is exciting. But see, again, a lot of stuff that happens in that's sort of popular news may or may not be what people are talking about on Twitter. I mean, Twitter is mostly just a bunch of arrogant fluff.
People a bunch of people saying, like, you know, Lakers, pones.
Don't try to help me. You're my enemy. Stop that. So, dinosaur bones or pones? So, because I feel so strongly that pones would not be something said a lot, and because I know that you know that I would think that, I am going to guess pones. That is my answer, and it is final. Pones.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, Martin, it is.
Judges! I have been pwned. You are correct.
Yay!
Dinosaur mentioned, tweeted 56 times. Pones 118 times.
I'm 1-for-2. That means it could go either way. I may not have to go to the airport tomorrow. I mean, how old are you anyway? Having friends take you to the airport still?
Well, you know what?
Take a cab. Broke. Grow up.
I would drive if my car didn't break down today.
Yeah, I know. What a drag, dude. I'm sorry. I should be nicer to you.
All right.
Should be.
Here's your final challenge.
Okie dokie. I'm ready to play.
This is a good one.
Okay.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Need a vacation or autoerotic asphyxiation?
Of course, David Carradine in the news this week for a Michael Hutchence-esque ending.
Some little girl trying to steal my drinks over here. Sorry.
That's all right. Get him, Molly. Need a vacation is like something that is said in my mind many times throughout the day. And it's the sort of thing that people like to say. Oh, terrible day at work. Out of coffee. Need a vacation. Mm-hmm. Autoerotic asphyxiation. I have a hard time with that word. It's just so awful. God,
have you ever
what a
tried
way to
it?
Go.
Have you ever done the autoerotic asphyxiation? Apparently some women do it.
Apparently men do it too. No. Well,
more men. And the number of people who die it's every year it's staggering.
Well, it's between
500 and 1,000 people.
Seems like a bit of a Russian roulette, really. I mean, if you know it's that easy to die, is it like really that?
That's
great?
That's part of the thrill for some people.
Is that I might die,
yeah.
And instead I'll just sleep well.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
You better not. I need
what?
You.
What do I got to?
Wow. Autoerotic asphyxiation or need a vacation. Autoerotic asphyxiation or need a vacation. It's funny, this chat room, people are like, whoa, wow.
if David Carradine can go.
By the way, can I just say how much I love David Carradine? I mean, David Carradine was a pretty cool dude. When I heard that he died, I thought, oh, it's probably lung cancer or something, because he seemed like he had that heavy smoker voice, and he looked like he'd maybe had a few good years, hard living in that sort of a way. But no, really not what I thought it was. And he was on a movie, and it just didn't really make sense
Been in 6 movies that haven't even come out yet. That's how prolific he is. He's been in over 100 movies in his career.
6, huh? 6 movies? 6. Wow.
This was his 6th picture that he's been making.
Jeez, he's busy. And he was like 72.
He's busy. That's kind of embarrassing, though, when you go that way.
It's not good. It's not good. Because the thing is that no matter what you've done, you're, part of your legacy, if anyone explains, David Carradine, he was in a Kill Bill and he died of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Kung Fu, Kill Bill. Died with a rope around his...
Doing his thing. Well, it's a rope around his neck. It's not
And around his Vaynerchuk.
Oh.
I'm
learning things.
This is what the Thai police say.
This is not something I think you should do. Do not attempt this. Please.
I'm not gonna do this.
People die. And it's not funny
that
people die at all.
That's the wrong way to go about getting that job at that brothel.
Yeah.
You end up with a cast.
It's the whole, there's nothing good about it. So to bring it back to Tweetbeat, because, you know, we really need to. Need a vacation. I don't like that one. I'm going with autoerotic asphyxiation.
Someone just said Hancock and Bangkok. That's clever. Auto is right. Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Really?
Yes, really. It is. Come on. I'm tired.
Judges! You are correct.
Okay. All right.
Darn it.
You know what, Marty? Because I like you so much and I know that you're in a rough place with your car and you'd like to save a little money, I will take you to the airport anyway tomorrow.
Awesome. You pick us up too?
No. That's asking too much.
All right.
I do want to hear about this wedding though, so call me as soon as you get home.
Okay, so when we get back, you can drive us over to the bar and I'll tell you about it. And I'll buy you a drink for picking us up.
Sounds good.
Yes. Anyway, need a vacation, got 454, autoerotic asphyxiation, 551. So it was fairly close.
Sarah prevails. I lost Tweetbeat last week. I won True or Poo, but I lost Tweetbeat last week, and I feel redeemed. I feel vindicated. I feel like I'm at the top of my game.
I thought I was going to win that one.
Actually, I don't feel at the top of any game right now, but except Tweetbeat. Everything else, so I'm feeling a little bad.
Somebody in the chat room just went, whoa, David Carradine did die?
Oh, like, I know. Septim in the chat room is wondering where True or Poo is and wants us to bring it back. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Well, guys, today was a tough day with the car breaking down and all this stuff.
This was a tough day for you, Marty, and, you know, it's a bummer that you're not here, but, you know.
I don't have to drive home now.
That's true. You got that over me, and also, at least you were cool enough to be like, okay, let me figure out this whole tow truck thing and then I'll go home and then I'll Skype in. You could have easily just said, you know what, I can't do this today, but you did. So for that, I thank you.
Yeah, this is the only thing I got going all week. I wouldn't get rid of it.
Well, good.
This is a cash cow for me.
I know. Pretty soon we'll quit our jobs and just do 1 hour of work a week and live the high life.
I take it there was no sponsor today?
No sponsor today. Actually, I didn't check, but I think if there was, I would have known. There's no sponsor, but I think that we will have sponsors soon. I'm just guessing. I don't know that for a fact. By the way, if you're a person and you think you'd like to sponsor this fine show, we talk about such a wealth of relevant topics that inspire such
you know, if you think that your service or product could tie in with poo or autoerotic asphyxiation or male gigolos, then perhaps you would want to sponsor
new Jamaican dances.
Yeah.
Perhaps you'd like to sponsor our fine show. You know, I think we sell ourselves short. I think that the beauty in the show is that it's so particularly stupid. And, you know, the stuff that we talk about is so, sometimes it's just so dumb that you got to laugh. So I like doing our show. I know you like doing our show, and I'm just glad that other people like it. You know, people building us fan sites. I mean, it makes a gal feel pretty good.
What it is we do, and it is the linchpin of my whole week. There
Mine
you go.
Too. I love it.
Hey,
this is my favorite part. My favorite part.
We should.
What should we do?
Probably call it for the day. We've been going for a long time here.
Yeah, but they actually have to do a show after us too.
Yeah,
so.
Gilmore Gang or something like that. They do after this show, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to say thank you to all you folks out there. Thank you so much for listening to the show, watching the show, for sending in those wonderful fan sites using Squarespace. Don't forget, you have one more week to win that hoodie, and we'll show them right here on the show next week, and then we'll come up with a decision next week.
Squarespace.com/fun, by the way.
Thank you guys so much. And until next week, have fun. Sarah, it
Marty,
was really, really a joy.
It was a joy. See you when I get back to the city. We'll go out.
All right, give me a call.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Twiff 21 out and to the bar. This week.